Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You are listening to the Hirschsprungs Hour on UK Health Radio, where I interview incredible people with a connection to Hirschsprungs disease and other associated conditions, such as IBD, IBS, Crohn's, colitis, and ulcerative colitis. Each week, I bring you a new and exciting interview with people from all walks of life, including charity founders, models, and professional sports people. We go through the ups and downs of having Hirschsprungs with a positive message throughout.
Hello, and welcome to episode 94 of Tom's Hirschsprungs podcast. I'm delighted to be joined by Sandeep Kumar, and we are going to discuss all about Hirschsprungs this evening. Welcome to the podcast, Sandy, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you for the warm welcome, Tom.
No problem. No problem. Now, you're coming all the way from India. I haven't had anybody from India on the podcast yet, so it's another country I've ticked off the list. And we're here to chat about your child who has Hirschsprungs. I guess it's kind of up to you, really. Whereabouts you'd like to start, if you want to start from the beginning or whereabouts?
Yeah, so I'll start with the beginning, actually, from the, like, after the first day of delivery. So some of the signs we have seen. So he was not able to pass the stool as a normal child does. So we were like, that was not a big concern for us. So we had connected with the doctor, and he told us that put him under observation in NICU. So we did the same. But what happened, the condition got severe because he was, after that day, in the second day, he was not able to pass the stool at all. So he had gone under the X-ray and CT scans, and then it got detected like it could be a sign of Hirschsprungs. So then I got to know this is kind of rare disease that happens actually every 10,000 male. It is a rare disease. One or two cases are there. So that was a rare disease. But my child was diagnosed with a TCA, that is total colonical aganglyosis. So that is the rarest to rarest disease that happens like within those 1% of the student, like child. It happens like 1 to 2. So that is what the issue, like it has been identified, and then we had gone he had gone under multiple surgeries. So in a year he had gone under like 4 to 5 surgeries has happened.
Yeah.
So with the grace of God, everything is, as of now, it is on the track.
Fantastic. That's really good to hear. As you said, total
ganglionosis, I mean, is, I mean, rarer than rare. I mean, I think, what did you say, one sort of 10, one in two of the 5,000. I mean, you're talking sort of one in probably several hundred thousand, if not million. I mean, I don't know exactly what the odds are, but it's infinitesimally small, I believe.
So,
sorry, go on.
No. So, I know, like, the viewers are there and they know about the Hirschsprung disease, but just to, like, in the case, within the colon, that is called a ganglion cells. So whenever it is missing, so what it does, it just passes the stools from the, like, small intestine, large intestine till to the rectum. But whenever it is missing, so the stool will not be able to pass on by itself. So that particular part is called, like, defective. But when in the case of total colonical ganglionosis, there no ganglion cell was found in his entire large intestine. So with the surgery, the entire large intestine has to be removed.
Yep.
So he is, like, surviving on the small intestine as of. So it will take time.
Yeah, most definitely. No, that's a really good explanation, because again, I tend to forget as I sit here. I usually think that everybody who's listening to this knows exactly what Hirschsprung's is and knows exactly the different types. And I forget that actually a lot of people that listen to this are, you know, friends and family of yours potentially, you know, and friends and family of the people who just want to hear about their friend's episode or their friend's child's episode. And I tend to forget that actually there are people listening who don't know, you've never even heard of Hirschsprung's until they maybe click on the podcast that their friend is on. So actually, explaining from time to time, I think is a really good idea. So thank you so much for doing that. Cause, I tend to forget. I live in a bubble, really. And I tend to talk to people who, you know, like yourself, know exactly what Hirschsprung's is and what it's called and ganglion cells and all these things that are completely normal to us. I mean, we know what ganglion cells are. We know large intestine, small intestine, you know, short segment, long segment. But you say that to 99% of people, they say, what's a ganglion cell? They go, no idea. So I think we do tend to live in a little bit of a bubble. But no, thank you so much for that. So in terms of diagnosis, you know, I think, is it around about 2 months of diagnosis, or was it a bit earlier than that?
So in the initial stage, on the third day after his birth, actually he has been diagnosed. So the X-ray has been done and some kind of dye it's input from his nose. So the upper body diagnosis was done, and on time to time, like multiple X-rays has been done after an hour, like after every hour it has been done till like 8 to 10 hours. But then it was confirmed that this is having a sign. So as per your question, so it is in the early stage it was identified, but after 2 months it got severe, because for 10 days he was not able to pass the stool, and he got fever actually, and the fever was because of the infection that was being in the body. So just because of not passing the stool, and that stool was creating that particular infection within the body. So after like for 10 days he was not able to pass the stool, then we had like rushed to the nearest nursing home, and we contacted the doctor, and again the this thing was diagnosed from the lower section of the body. So from rectum they have put the dye, and then it got detected like now the ganglion cells are missing, and that is a sign of Hirschsprung. And since the infection level is high, so it has to be operated on immediate basis. So that is what has happened. And at the end, the doctor whom we consulted, and the first surgery happened. So she told that it is a miracle that he has survived for 2 months. Because earlier, in the earlier stage, if a child is diagnosed with this kind of disease, it is like very rare if not operated. So it is rare for them to survive. So like, I thank to God because of him, like he has survived and we have saved him.
Yeah. No, that's incredibly fortunate because again, it's one of those conditions, isn't it? Where the longer it goes sort of untreated, the more chance you've got of fevers, infections, sepsis, obviously being something that is very much connected with Hirschsprung's as well. And you talked about the first surgery. Was the first surgery the pull through or was it something else?
So first surgery was it was a pull through because she has created a stoma. Because he was not able to pass the stool, so with the stoma section he has to go and like pass the stool. So that has happened, and the second surgery was like she told us that after like 5 to 6 months the stoma will be closed and everything will be normal. So the first surgery happened and the pull through was there. Within the section they have created the stoma, the first stoma.
Yeah. And is the stoma there now or was the stoma closed on the second surgery?
So what has happened actually, it was supposed he was operated in the month of June. So the another surgery was supposed to be happened in the month of November. But unfortunately, there is like hypoallergenic kind of, I forgot the name of the milk, the formulated milk was there. So she recommended that particular powder and like that, after consuming that particular powder, his health was good. But what has happened that like he was not able to pass the stool since the stoma was not created properly. Because in the condition where we admitted him, he was like having a high level of infection in the body. So it was on the discretion of doctor to take the decision whether to create the stoma from small intestine section or the lower section of the small section of the this thing intestine. So that was not successful. So in the month of August, he has to be operated again. Like he was operated again because of the emergency case. He was not able to pass the stool. So it means the first surgery was not successful. So another stoma has been created. So in the second case, it had been created before the stipulated time. Like instead of November, it has been done in the month of August itself.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Good, good. So the first one not being successful, the second one was the second one successful?
So second one was, since doctor had got the experience of like his condition, medical condition, because from one doctor only we were consulting. So she told that now she's going to create the stoma from small intestine. Now on that particular intestine, that can be like, that will give us extra time, a buffer time to stay and just let the baby develop, because multiple surgeries can't be happened. So that is also one of the cases, if baby is not gaining the weight, so then if he is going to be operated, then it is very risky for his life. So he has to gain the weight as well. So although like because of the rare condition and emergency situation, it has happened, like second surgery within a month, but it has to happen after 6 months. So that was created from the small intestine. And just to, and we were just waiting to like let him gain the weight. So as soon as he will gain the weight, then that was like that has given us a ample amount of time to be ready, like from our mindset.
That's good. Usually there is sort of a big gap between sort of the first and the second, because they kind of want to see. Again, I'm just going off from what other people have told me and other parents have told me. They tend to be, they just sort of want to see how things progress, and you know, things like food and diet and you know, lots of other things that they just sort of want to see progress. Was that sort of a similar situation for you?
So yeah, that was there, because from the diet section, if we'll say, still he is having some issue, having like more quantity of iron, he won't be able to digest properly because his stools will be like loose. If we are giving more fiber, so he will be able to, like, he will frequently do the motions. If we include less fiber, then it will be constipation for him. So that was the situation, and we had asked doctors like what to give. We are unaware of the thing. So they told us like there is no set rule for that, because it depends on the child's condition and how the body reacts. So you have to do trial and test. So you just give the food, and if he's passing the stool properly, it means it is like good for his health, for his body. Like if his body is accepting, if it is like the stool is loose, then it is not good for his health. So that's how like we learn like what to give, what not to give.
Yeah. So it does sound a lot like it's trial and error, isn't it? It's kind of, you know, you trial one thing, whether it works, whether it doesn't work, and then you sort of, I guess you have to sort of tick that one off and saying, right, we tried that, it does work, or we tried that, it doesn't work, and then just, and I see that with so many people where Hirschsprung's is that type of condition where there isn't really a set rule, as you said, you know, or a book. If somebody could produce a book that said you need to do A, B, C, and D, and then everything will be fine, that would be amazing. But there's so many different, was there about six different types, and each different type, everybody reacts differently. Everybody has a different amount of surgeries, different amount. You have some can eat this, some can't eat that. And I guess from parental point of view, that's, I guess it is the only thing you can do is trial and error, I guess.
Yeah.
It tends to be kind of, yeah, and I see that with quite a few people where they just have to sort of, yeah, see how they go. And then you might find as well that, you know, if it's anything like my case, where there'll be some foods that disagree with you when you're younger, that you're absolutely fine when you're older, which makes no sense. Absolutely no sense. And nobody can quite figure it out, but I guess that could be a situation you find yourself with your son as well. So I guess it's just sort of wait and see. In terms of, if I go back slightly to the surgeries, how many surgeries have there been in total?
How many surgeries has happened, Lee?
Yeah.
So the second surgery, as I told, and that has happened in the month of August. Then we have changed the doctor because we were like, the answers were not satisfactory, because it's, that is also one of the point that we should stick, although the condition of the baby is not good, but we should have like multiple opinion from experienced doctors as well. So, and like another experienced doctor we had got and consulted him. So he suggested us to go ahead with the, what we say, taking the sample of the, from the part of like large intestine, whether, because I insisted, like, why not to go ahead and like check it again, whether the ganglion cells are not, are present or not, because in the previous biopsy, so some signs we have seen, like, there could be chances of having the ganglion cells. And I want to like point out one more thing. If ganglion cells are not present since birth, that is what from the doctor's studies, what they have suggested us, with the like growing age, it won't develop. If it is not present from the birth, there is no chance, zero chance of like developing it. Further. So it means that God has created the passes, but in between he has stopped the passes. So thereafterwards, nothing is there. So if it is not there, so it won't be there. So that is what like we were having the, since being a father, being a mother of a child, like my wife is there. So we had hope to go ahead and let it go. Like there could be chances of having the ganglion cells, and we can skip this particular process of removing the entire large intestine from the body. But unfortunately, another biopsy said the same thing. The results had came. No ganglion cells were there. So after that, another stoma had been created. So the surgery happened in the month of April. And then the closure was there. That is what, that was the pull through in the month of May. So in total, like including the biopsy, we like, biopsy was also a minor surgery. So there were like 4 to 5 surgeries.
4 or 5 in total. Okay. And they all happened sort of relatively quickly, I guess, in like most circumstances of Hirschsprung's, within the first sort of 18 months or so. Is that about right?
Or yeah, sure. Because in the month of March, he had birth. So March to March, 1 year. And then, yeah, so 15 to 16 months. So 4 to 5 surgeries has happened.
So sort of fairly sort of, not that there's really a standard case of total intestinal. There isn't really, I mean, it's so rare that there's not as much research on it. I mean, I think I've learned probably three stories in the last 18 months of people who have. So it's, I mean, it's rare, as we said before, but it's sort of rarer than rare. I mean, yeah. You know, I don't quite know all the chances and everything, but that is... yeah, phenomenally rare. And I know we've sort of touched on a little bit of diet, and we've touched on a little bit of sort of how both you and your wife found your life after the diagnosis. Would you, obviously, it came as a, you know, I imagine a big shock to both of you. How did you kind of manage that process between you?
Between the diagnosis and...
Yeah. Just in terms of sort of dealing with the shock, I guess, of having that.
So unfortunately, like, just my baby got birth. Like, he got birth in the month of March 2023. My father had expired in the month of December.
Sorry to hear that.
2022, yeah. So, like, we were kind of going through one sentiment. And although we were very happy that we have got child, but when again things happen, so it was very difficult for us to handle the situation at that particular of time. So, like, we were thinking, like, why it is happening with us? Because one thing is, we are also already going through the like hard time, And again, the God has given us a gift, but that is the kind of like you can consider is a, like a kind of defect is there. So that kind of thing we were having, that was very hard time actually for us, because we were like the same kind of thing was happening. Like my father was when he had died, like kind of things were there, although it is out of the context in this particular podcast. But the thing is like he was like during the end of his life. So he was also having the stoma kind of like, he was having the carcinoma. He had the carcinoma and for that he got treated. So he had two pouches created, like two stomas were there. So we were thinking like whether it is resembling with the situation, and since it is very recent the incident happened, so it was like very difficult for us to emotionally, mentally and financially as well.
So
the diagnosis happened, so it was really a big shock for us. So how the things will go, but initial days were okay, and then he started passing the stools, as I told, like from the first surgery, from the birth till first surgery, he was doing fine. With the grace of God, the things were happening. So then we forgot everything, like now the things are normal, just like we thought like the things will be okay. So that we considered like that was the time that had gone, now it is okay. So that was the feeling, like mix of the feeling was there. So yeah, that is what like we had the kind of feeling and sentiments during that time.
Yeah, and understandably, an incredibly, incredibly difficult time. And I guess it just shows how strong both you and your wife are, that you managed to get through that time, and now to the point, I think as you said right at the beginning, now your son's doing really well, you know, and is sort of doing everything. I think you sort of alluded to doing everything all the other children do, I guess. And on that point, I guess sort of with him, how is he now sort of both sort of health-wise and kind of in life-wise?
So health-wise, I'll come to the health-wise, then in general, I will tell. So we had contacted the doctor, and they told us like it will take around like 45 years around, because our mechanism is like that. Like if we are eating something, then it will go through the small intestine, then from the large intestine, then it goes out from our body. But in his case, the entire section is not there. So to adapt for that particular thing, the mind will take time. That we have, like, a small intestine has to store the stool, and then it will pass. So that will take around like 5 years of time at least to settle down. So medically, so that is there, we are also having kind of challenges. So what has happened after surgery, he was passing the stools around like 6 to 7 times in a day. But now it has reduced to like 3 to 4 times or 5 times max. So gradual improvement is there, but it will take time. Since it is a small intestine, so that is the part where the juices are created. But that juice contains the acid as well. So whenever if we are having the busy time, and we forgot to like clean the part. Okay, so it leave the patches, that kind of patches. So we should be very cautious while cleaning. Like we have to take care of him closely. Like as and when he is doing passing the stool, within an hour we have to clean it. So that is what the medically things are. But the things are like gradually in improvement. Life-wise, he is like hyperactive. So if you can allow me, so I can just bring him on this podcast as well.
Sure, absolutely.
Sure. Just give me a moment.
Yep.
Just give me a moment. He's just coming.
Oh, that's absolutely fine. No, it'd be great. Great Bhagavan, because like I said, I don't meet many people who have his exact type of Hirschsprungs. And it's always great to see. Hi, welcome.
Say hi. Hi. Say hi. Hi, Blue. Hi, Blue.
Hi. How are you?
Well, I'm good.
I'm good.
You're good. Excellent. Excellent. We've just been talking about you and all of your Hirschsprungs, your Hirschsprungs condition.
You hardly understand the English, but so it's just,
yeah, absolutely fine. No, thank you. I mean, we've been chatty a little bit. I think you're the youngest guest I've ever had. Amazing. Thank you. I mean, it looks, again, it's one of the, sorry.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, they've been, again, it's one of those things, Hirschsprungs, where if you were to look at any one of us with Hirschsprungs, you wouldn't be able, if you were to line up 10 people in a row and say, spot the person with Hirschsprungs, you wouldn't be able to tell. And it seems exactly the same with your son. I mean, exactly the same. Looks, you know, incredibly jolly, happy, and that's fantastic. But I guess in terms of, I know we were speaking a little bit about his health now, and you know, in terms of what he's, how he is as a child now, is he sort of all? Would you be able to tell necessarily? Is he just a normal, happy child, etc.?
So his happiness and how he's doing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's doing fine, like just like a normal child. He's doing, he's kind of naughty now. So you can just hear the voice from the background as he. So, but everything, like now we forgot whatever, like the time has been passed. So from his activity, you can, and just he interacted right away. So from that point of time, like, that is also fine. As of now, just like normal child, he's doing the same things. So activity wise, like he's very, like he has becoming actor as well. Like he is doing, watching the cartoons and then doing the actings as well. So we never think like he's having the same disease unless the particular section comes in our life, just to go ahead and see and take care of the things. Apart from that, everything is just like normal thing.
Brilliant. No, that's so good to hear, because again, we people with Hirschsprungs, we go through, I mean, you said you have 4 or 5 surgeries, you already, I mean, probably has had more surgeries in his short life thus far than most people will ever have in their entire life. You know, I mean, most people may have one, possibly 1 to 2 surgeries. But with Hirschsprungs, it's unavoidable. So to see that he's really happy, healthy, it is so good to see. So good to see. And I guess as we sort of come to the end of this, in terms of, I know we've spoken a little bit about his health now, and you know what he's doing and school and everything and what he's doing now. In terms of the future, I know it's quite difficult to predict with Hirschsprungs at the best of times, especially with TIA, incredibly difficult to predict. But in terms of what the future looks like for him, again, both sort of health-wise and sort of normal life-wise, what do you see potentially in the future?
So coming to the health phase, what we have observed and what doctor has told, like, there would be a challenge of having the weight.
Yeah.
So that would be one of the challenges that we'll be having. But gradually he's learning the things. But what we are thinking is, like, 5 years or 7 years down the line, as and when, like, he is also, like, very kind of intelligent, catching the things early, like, very early. So if we make her and make him understand the things, so he will understand. So what we are thinking, some parts would be there that he has to take care of. Although we are there, we would be taking care of, but we want him to learn the things, like what to take, what not to take, what is good for health. So these kind of things would be there, but with the little education, the things will be happen and he will, like almost he will live a normal life, like close to normal life. That is what he can.
As normal as we can with Hirschsprungs.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I just want to say thank you so, so much. I guess to both of you, both you and your son, because you both made an appearance, for coming on and sharing his story. It's, again, as I said, meeting people with total intestinal ganglionosis type of Hirschsprungs. I mean, he's so, so rare. And undoubtedly, I have people who'd listen to this show who have the same type of Hirschsprungs and really want to hear more stories. So to have you on to share your son's story and to have him on as well has been brilliant. So I just wanted to say thank you so, so much for coming on. It has been really, really good to chat to you. And I know it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway, that I wish you, your son, your wife, and your family the very, very best in the future.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you very much. You were also.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah. So, Tom, I would like to thank you as well for the for doing this particular very great job you are doing, because when we encountered this situation in our life, this was the very first time. And that is like with everyone. This is a very shocking thing that this happened. This is very unfortunate. But with your podcast, people will be able to understand the things in a better way. And they will also be able to, like, connect with the people who had already passed through these kind of situations. So that is very great effort, very great initiative you have taken and educating people regarding this particular disease. Even we have thought of creating a channel, but unfortunately we didn't get time to start. But you are there, like, that is why, like, God has created the time. And we can go ahead and we come to the podcast and we'll discuss it about. So very much thankful to you for creating this particular channel. Yeah.
No problem. And feel free to create your own channel anytime. The more channels, the more podcasts we have of Hirschsprungs, the better. Hopefully I don't have a monopoly on it forever. The more people, the more channels, the better. But yes, thank you so, so much for coming on. It has been great to chat to you.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you for listening to the Hirschsprungs Hour on UK Health Radio. You can find me on Facebook under Tom's Hirschsprungs Podcast or Instagram on Tom's_Hirschsprungs_podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show and we'll bring you another episode soon.